You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Flomo, LeVert, Banton, Allen, and Nesmith. All on the outside looking in. Who will be my favorites? My top five plays for today. It is Monday, March 18th. We're talking FanDuel and we're doing it after this. But first, hit the like button, subscribe to the channel, hit the notification bell so you know when everything goes live. Follow me on Twitter at Josh Engelman. And then the biggest thing you could do is just sign up at Stochastic. Whatever you're looking for in DFS, we've got you covered. Weekly package, monthly package, Sims tool, lineup generator, projections, ownership, Discord, you name it, we have it. And all you have to do is click the links in the description of the video. First up at number five, I have Isaac Okoro, shooting guard, small forward eligible, 5,400, projected for 25. The goal's 31, winning lineup 30% of the time. I went 34 minutes for Okoro, around 0.75 fantasy points per minute, but a massive pace up spot against a crappy Pacers defense. And no Donovan Mitchell, 12 points, 4 boards, 2 assists, 2 stocks. Great flexibility from Okoro in a perfect matchup. Tobias Harris in at number four. If he plays, he's questionable and did not make shoot around with that sprained ankle. Small forward, power forward eligible, 7K. Projected for 34. The goal's 37. Winning lineup 31% of the time. If he's in, he looks really good here against Miami because he'll be the second option. 18 points, 7 rebounds, 3 assists, plus a stock and a half. If I got to be honest, I'm leaning that he doesn't play since he missed shoot around. But we got to keep an eye on him because if he is in, he's one of the best plays that we have today. Anfernee Simons in at number three, point guard, shooting guard eligible, 7,600, projected 38, the goal 39, winning lineup 37% of the time. Interesting spot here because Chicago plays relatively slow, but Alex Caruso might be out. And I assume if Caruso is out, that is a big benefit for Simons on the perimeter. 38 minutes, a fantasy point per minute, 24 points, 6 assists, 4 boards. Maybe you get a stock. When you roster Anfernee Simons, you're hoping for scoring. You're hoping to get 30-plus real points. No reason he can't do that against the Bulls, especially if Caruso's not around. Speaking of the Bulls, Ayo Dosunmu in at number two, point guard, shooting guard eligible, 6,100, projected for 31. The goal is 33. He's in the winning lineup 39% of the time. He plays 38 minutes a night. He's going to be around 0.8 fantasy points per minute. And facing Portland is generally a good thing. 17 points, 4 boards, 4 assists, and a stock and a half for Dosunmu. You could drop him in at either guard position, and you have a good matchup on a slate that's 3 games less than it is on DraftKings. But my number one play for today is actually Alex Caruso. He's point guard, shooting guard eligible, 6K, projected 33, goal 33, winning lineup 41% of the time. If he's in, he's starting and playing bigger minutes because Kobe White is out. 34 minutes, 0.95 fantasy points per minute, 13 points, 4.5 boards, 4.5 assists, 3 stocks. You need him in, and he looks like one of the best things you can get to. But if he's out, we create tons of value. Right now, Alex Caruso is number one. Alrighty, folks, that will do it. Those are my NBA DFS contenders on FanDuel for Monday, March 18th. DraftKings version around here somewhere, so check it out. Good luck tonight, everybody. Win some money. We're back again tomorrow morning for another edition of the Contenders.